There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Je suis Charlie.
That was the reaction today in Paris. The French newspaper, Charlie Hebdo, 12 people were killed by gunmen on Wednesday just before noon. This is the same place firebombed in November of 2011 after they published a spoof issue that invited Muhammad to be its guest editor and put his caricature on the cover. A year later, the mag published more Muhammad drawings amid a huge uproar over an anti-Muslim film. The cartoonist depicted Muhammad naked in demeaning or sort of pornographic poses. So the French government defended free speech, and even if it rebuked Charlie Hebdo for fanning the tensions, they even had an elite couple of French force police officers guarding the publication, a small circulation, a weekly. It leans the left, and it is about, making acerbic commentary on world affairs. It's called Satire Peeps. That's what it was, through cartoons and spoof reports. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's a slice of life that makes us sick to our stomach that 12 innocent people are killed. And oh, by the way, there were many more who were injured as well. 10 journalists killed. 2 police officers killed in cold blood. It was unreal what happened. Once the 3 got upstairs, there was a woman who worked for the paper who was with her daughter, small daughter, and they threatened her with the guns and told her to punch open the door to use her code so they could get in. And then one by one, as they were in an editorial meeting, they executed them, shot them in the head in front of one another, and then that was it. It's an unbelievable, bold, extreme attack, and we've certainly seen these before, and we've seen them in Europe. There's been a lot of conversation about this kind of thing happening, that there were threats that it could happen. One of the gunmen turned himself in. He's 18 years old. There are 2 others who are brothers, and they have their pictures circulated, and they're looking for them all over the place. All 3 are from France. All 3 were believed to have been trained in a Yemeni camp, supposedly. I mean, these details are all kind of emerging. Unbelievable, this face of terror, isn't it? Satirical images, simply lampooning crazy Islamic radicals, end up being the death of them. And one of the murdered police officers, by the way, was Muslim. Was a practicing, devout Muslim. How about that? You think those idiots care about that? Of course not. They probably have no idea. Now they do, if they're reading the reports wherever they're hiding out. So 12 dead in this Islamic attack on a satirical French weekly newspaper/magazine. They were highly trained, it's obvious, because they knew what they were doing, they knew what they were searching for, and they did it. What is the reaction? What's the right way to think about this? In other words, we live in the land of political correctness. Imagine if this were to happen in the United States. What would we do? What would be our government's reaction? What would be your reaction to this? I mean, it's a cowardly, evil, sick attack. And sure, we offer to help pursue the terrorists, and it looks like they'll bring them down. But does this give you any moment of pause for our homeland, for the United States of America, for what could possibly happen here on our shores, which we know because we've already been down that road? Mohamed Moussaou, president of the Union of French Mosques, condemned the hateful act, urged Muslims and Christians to keep talking, to strengthen the dialogue, to make a united front against extremism. And this is extremism, make no mistake about it. The Organization of Islamic Cooperation, that's based in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, and they represent about 57 Muslim-majority nations. They also condemned it, saying violence and radicalism were the biggest enemies of their religion, of Islam. And it goes against all of their fundamental principles and values. Of course, militant Islamic groups are praising it. The Islamic State tweeting that the attack was well-deserved revenge against France. Really? Well-deserved for people who are satirical cartoonists putting together a ha-ha funny publication for people who are smart enough to get it, taking digs at all kinds of ways of life and religions and anything. Everything was on the table. Really? But, of course, they're idiots. They're dolts. What do they know about education or intellectualism or anything else for that matter, other than to spend their time among like-minded extremists thinking of ways to disrupt and destroy innocent lives? This is the deadliest attack on journalists, by the way, since 2009, when 32 were killed. That was an ambush, if you remember, on a political convoy. It happened in the South Philippines. So that Je suis Charlie is a big trend, a hashtag now, supporting journalistic freedom. I mean, the weekly website even collapsed, but then it was restored because so many people were reaching out. I mean, there's a lot of shock, and there's a lot of messages. It's very viral, this Paris attack. It's terrible. So, of course, they're on high alert, and in these areas where other attacks might occur, they've beefed up, France has beefed up the amount of troops they have, but it's very, very scary. How do you die because you drew some cartoons? How do you die? How does that happen? Cold-blooded killing. A French newspaper. Talk about limiting press freedom. Unbelievable. And I hope that they not only hunt down, but make it miserable for the two that they're trying to find. And, of course, that's what's happening now. Their French brothers, Saeed and Sherif Kouachi is what their name is. They're in their 30s. They've released bulletins all over the place in Paris saying they're armed and dangerous. And already one, Murad Hamid, 18 years old, surrendered at a police station. So turning himself in, that was it. Wow. Coming up next on America Tonight, we're going to check the mail. And then we've got an interesting conversation coming your way, too, as well. You don't want to miss that. Plus, at the tail end of this hour, nail the score. You could be a winner. Nail the score. We got to lighten the load here somehow. Keep this number handy, 855-266-5283, and hang here with us on America Tonight.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as is a healing and regenerating system divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Audience blows me away because if you're not dialing the digits 855-266-5283 to jump on in, and the water is so warm where it's cold everywhere else, you are slamming me with emails. On that note, let's not waste any breath. Let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
First up, Johnny says, wow, Boehner is like the guy that everybody wants to get. He's on the hit list of the Dems and the Republicans. How does he do it, Kate? And somehow he bounces back. Well, he's a career politician. That's how he does it. And he has enough people in play that want to defend him that even though it's incredible that you had 24, really 25 people bailing on him, that's not good. And he was very close to that second vote to having to do that. Not good. I mean, he's definitely under fire. However, the thing with Boehner is, that he is like the rubber band man. He just keeps on bouncing back. I mean, this is the third time for him. And so I think he hangs in for another round. He will not, next time it comes up, he won't be the speaker. But for this Congress, he is the speaker for what it's worth. Okay, here's another one from Joe listening to us in Sarasota, Florida. Kate, another one from Sarasota. I love when people call in or shoot you an email and say that they're listening to you in Sarasota. And I'm going to throw in with everybody else that has said a similar thing. I cannot wait till you come to Sarasota. Please make sure you tell us again and again and again so everybody knows and where we can all meet you. If you're at the station or wherever it might be, please let us know. So here's the thing. In looking at what has happened in Paris, I cannot see how anybody would over-question any of the techniques that we're using as far as trying to thwart terrorism. I get it. We don't want to do torture. I get it. We don't want to be the bad guys. But for goodness sake, we have to be alert and on the job. If not, things like what happened in Paris, which could easily happen in the United States anyway, would happen more often here. It's just a crying shame, and God bless those people's families. Yeah, the story that you all, I'm sure, are very aware of is that shocking assault in Paris in a newsroom. They were there having an editorial meeting, and they called out the people's names. So they had the inside information of they're going to be here, they're doing the editorial meeting at this time, and everybody comes to it unless they're sick or out or whatever. So just they executed them, shot them right in the head, and what are they going to do? They have no gun, no way to defend themselves, no anything. In fact, because of the threats before, they actually had a couple of cops that were guarding the paper. Charlie Hebdo is the name of it. And they're known for controversial cartoons that caricatured the Prophet Muhammad, but all kinds of religions, all kinds of issues. So they weren't just targeting the Prophet Muhammad. It was just one of the things that, they had in their magazine. And because it was firebombed, that office, a couple of years ago, they had police protecting it. Those police were shot, too. And what a sad, sad day for the people in France and the people there in Paris, just blocks away from Notre Dame. Really unbelievable. That's what it is. It's unbelievable. This also about Paris, this one from Whip, who says, Kate, what a way to kick off the new year with this assault and the shouts of Allah Akbar at that French magazine. You got to feel for those people there. You say it all the time that freedom doesn't come cheaply and that we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth because we can drink from the cup of freedom even if we don't agree with some of the things that we see and hear. And here we go in Paris. They had a little satirical thing about the Prophet Muhammad. But other issues and other things happening in Paris were also part of their satirical comedy, and I cannot believe they were executed as a result of it. Yeah, I think it's very sad. Sad isn't even go into it. It's shocking. It's awful. It's the worst. And can you imagine, I mean, to be targeted that way, to have an attack so quickly to happen where it's a normal day in a quiet, beautiful neighborhood, in lovely Paris, and there they are meeting, and then they're not, and you can't bring them back. And so with this attack, all those family members affected by that, but it just goes to show you, I mean, there's an attack going on journalists, an attack on free press, and that just underscores freedom of speech and freedom of the press and why it's so vital here in the United States. And this is why I say, even if you don't like what you hear and you can turn the channel, you can move in a different direction, for goodness sake, at least we have that. Whether it's poor in some cases or not, it doesn't matter. At least we have freedom of speech. All right, this one from Ola, who says, Kate, a group of us listened to you in Sweden, and I have to tell you, our hearts go out to the people in Paris. They're on high alert now because of the attack on that magazine. Just disgusting. And these radicalized Islamic jihadists are incredibly dangerous, and this was an execution-style hit. They planned it out. They had to have some inside information. They knew where to find them. So who outed them? Who said they had the editorial meeting? And more than that, it just goes to show you this isn't just some ragtime kind of team that was thrown together to go after people and hopefully execute some of them. They knew what they were doing. Yeah, that's the sad part about this, is that this was definitely, this attack was definitely drawn up. I mean, they knew where they were going. They had a woman who was with a small child. Luckily, they didn't shoot her. They had her punch in the security code, and they got in. So yes, they had a security code that you had to punch in. They had two cops. Are they thinking, we have two police officers guarding our building because we know how dangerous it is because of the things that we do at our magazine, but we also have a code that you have to punch to get in, and so what happens, they are able to get somebody to have to punch it in, or what, they're going to shoot her and her daughter. Just unbelievable. And you can imagine how she feels tonight. I mean, you can imagine how they all feel about this. Just absolutely crazy is what it is. Absolutely crazy. And here's one from Jake listening to us in the great state of Texas. And Jake says, Kate, I can't believe what we are seeing coming out of Paris. So everybody wants to talk about this. With these terrorists and what they are doing, what they've done to those families and what they did to those people by summarily executing them, shooting them in the head, calling out their names. I think it's a good warning to all of us in the United States who are quick to jump on anything related to protecting us in terror without thinking through a couple of things. Be careful what you wish for. Freedom absolutely comes at a price, and anyone who thinks it's free is kidding themselves. Well, it goes along with the same conversation that we just had. This from Dick. Kate, what are you paying for gasoline in your neighborhood? I think I heard you say, and I almost drove off the road, you paid $1.80 the other day. I did. I paid $1.80 for a gallon of regular. Well, you know, I filled it up, but a gallon of regular was $1.80, and pretty much that's where we're at. We're in like 180s, maybe 190. I know they say the national average is still 220 or less. It depends on where you live. So I just happen to live in a place where gas is plentiful, and some of the more expensive, I'll call them the more expensive gas stations, actually are selling the gas pretty cheaply too. So how interesting is that? And boy, I'll tell you what, now they're talking about this gas tax, the 8.4 cent per gallon gas tax that hasn't been raised in 20 years. So you have Dick Durbin who's saying this is the time to raise the gas tax. This is the time to not raise the gas tax. But the reason he's saying it is because gasoline is low, is cheaper. So before people start to complain, get them now before it's too late. And, of course, the money that is part of that gas tax goes to infrastructure, highways and all of that, transportation. It goes to the upgrades. So it's where the money is earmarked for. And 20 years is a long time. There's no doubt about it. But when people are not feeling the pinch of paying almost $4, they're more likely not to notice it buried in there compared to what they would notice. So they're talking about raising it by, like, you know, 12 cents, jump in another 12 cents or so and just do it, and then it's done with, and, you know, they don't have to touch it again. And there's Democrats and Republicans who are on board with this, but not all Republicans. So Democrats have warmed to raising the tax much more than the Republicans have. A few are changing their mind, a few, but not all. Just saying that they'll look at all options. All right, thanks for your emails. Remember, you can always email the show, americatonight.net.
We're in a state of emergency, a mess of confusion. The danger is great, it's plain to see. Desperate times call for desperate solutions. Fear of love, fear of pain.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
When you get it together, we hope, financially. We all want to be financially solvent, no matter where we are, and especially looking to our future, since we don't have a crystal ball and we have no idea how long we'll live. My pal who first posed that question to me, and now I say it to everybody I know, do you know how long you're going to live? Steve Kelly, free money guy. And here we are back from a little bit of a break. You heard him, all the great stuff he talked about heading into this new year. So we had a great compilation of Steve's stuff. And now here we are again at the top of a new year. Steve, happy new year. And how about, before we dive into it, I just want to say, how about your Patriots? Now they host Baltimore on Saturday. You got to be excited about that.
I'm a little scared. I've got to be honest with you. I'm a little scared. Of all of the teams, I think, out there, Baltimore handles us probably better than anybody. And, you know, they've wrecked our playoff hopes more than once. And I just hope that, you know, we can hold it together and make it happen. So we'll see how it goes.
All right, just so you know, I'm picking the Patriots. I feel confident. Yeah, I feel confident. I think they're going to do it for sure over Baltimore. And let's see what happens in the upcoming rounds. Speaking of being
confident. Yeah, well, that'll be good.
And speaking of being confident, seven deadly threats to a plan. One of the best things that you talk about. Let's talk about those threats that people sometimes don't realize.
Well, yeah, we do talk about these seven deadly threats. It's a little cute, but it's also, you know, very germane to what people need to think about. The first, of course, is taxes. Taxes can be a terrible threat to a plan. The second one is inflation. There's market risk. There's longevity risk. There is probate and other inheritance and legacy issues. Of course, there's fees, and I think perhaps the most important one is inaccurate information. This, you know, it always surprises me, Kate, that how much anecdotal information people use when making decisions regarding their finances. And I'm thinking of a friend of mine. His name is Juan. And we were talking just this week. And I just do, you know, give him a little advice every now and then. I don't really work for him. I kind of shy away from actually being engaged by friends or family members because I really feel like you have to be in a position if you need to be able to fire your financial advisor. It's really important. And when you get, you know, friend relationships or family relationships involved, that becomes more difficult to do. But I will give people, you know, the benefit of my knowledge if they ask. And Juan mentioned to me this week that, you know, he's left a job and he's moving to another one. So he said, I'm going to have my 401k check in a week or two, and I'm going to want you to tell me where to put it. And I said, well, what do you mean you're going to have your 401k check? And he says, well, I've called the HR department, and I've asked them to issue me a check in my name for the amount of my 401k. And I said, well, Juan, that's really not a good way to go. And what you really want to do is do trustee-to-trustee rollover into an IRA. And his response was, no, I was told that you don't want to put this into an IRA, that's a very bad thing to do. And I said to him, well, Juan, who told you that? And he said, well, my friend down at the shop. And I said, what's your friend do? He says, well, he's a Mason. And, you know, this is so typical, Kate. I mean, I said, well, I imagine he knows a lot about money and 401ks. And he kind of looked at me puzzled. I said, Juan, if I went to your house, he's a Mason, Juan's a Mason, and I said to you, Juan, I want to build a fireplace for you, how confident would you be in in my product? And he said, well, I don't think you'd do a very good job. And I said, yeah, you need to stick with what you know. Your friend knows masonry. You know masonry. And it's really important that you go to someone that understands the issues involved with the financial transactions you're going to make. And this was a perfect example of one of those traps people fall into. And let me explain what can happen. Assume you have, say, $100,000 in a 401k, and you want to move that away from your former employer and move it into another account. So you've heard about something called a 60-day rollover, which is something you can do with an IRA, and indeed you can do it with a 401k, but they're fraught with peril. And in the situation with the 401k, what's going to happen is if you have that check made out in your name, your employer or the custodian of the 401k is required by law to withhold 20% for taxes. Okay, so that's just what. So you get a check for $80,000. Now, you take that $80,000 and you do your 60-day rollover into an IRA. What's the flaw here? Well, the flaw is that you've taken $100,000 out of a 401k, but you've only put $80,000 into an IRA. So there's $20,000 sitting out there that didn't get rolled over. And if you don't get that money, that additional $20,000, into an IRA within that 60-day period, you're going to end up getting taxed on that $20,000, even though what they did was withhold the money from you. Does this make sense? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So even, one said, well, when I do my taxes, I'll get the money back. And I said, yes, you'll get the money back. You'll get the $20,000 back, but that will not have been rolled into an IRA. So you have a $20,000 taxable event there. And this is what we call the 401k tax trap. And a lot of people fall into that. Another situation that's very similar, it was something that I heard from my friend Steve also this week. And Steve is a client. And he has an inherited IRA. And he wanted to do the same thing. So he called me up and he says, I just inherited this $100,000. I've got the check coming on the way. And when I get it, I'm going to send it to you, and I want you to roll it into a beneficial IRA. And I said, Steve, you can't do that because you cannot legally do a 60-day rollover of an inherited IRA if you're not a spouse. The minute you do that, the minute you take it out, you've taken it out of the IRA, and that full $100,000 becomes taxed. He was following the advice, really, of one of the HR people at the place that he works. You know, he asked, I've got this beneficial IRA. What do I do with it? They told him, well, just roll it in. So he did this without knowing. Now, in both cases, we were able to catch the error before it happened and, you know, have them return the money. If you don't cash the check, you're okay. And in both cases, we had the checks returned, and they didn't end up falling into these tax traps. But you have to understand what we're talking about here with qualified money. There's almost $20 trillion of untaxed money in 401ks, 403bs, IRAs, all of these tax-qualified plans. And Uncle Sam wants its money and is very, very unforgiving with mistakes. And, in fact, almost never is there the opportunity, once you've made a mistake like this, to go out and undo it and rectify it. Once the mistake is made, it's made and you owe the taxes. So that's one of the first places I try and deal with people. Let's not make any stupid mistakes or uninformed mistakes or mistakes that come from inaccurate information where your taxes are concerned, because it can be a huge bite out of your wealth.
Yeah, absolutely. A perfect start to the new year. Those stories are very scary, and I guarantee there's other people that fall into that same trap. As you said, Uncle Sam wants his money. So, Free Money Guy, where can everybody find you?
You can find us at freemoneyguys.com. That's www.freemoneyguys.com. Or you can reach us at 844-4-FREEMO. Or you can look at me up on Amazon.com, Steve Kelly, and I've got a couple of books out there. One of them is called Safe Harbors. So if you just look up Stephen J. Kelly, Safe Harbors on Amazon.com, you'll see my book.
Awesome. Steve Kelly, we'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great week and have a good start to your new year.
You too.
Don't believe in my voice, only have time. homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the Lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed. Nathan Reeder back in the game with us here on America Tonight as we're in the playoffs. Perhaps you're going to be the winner this time around. Nathan lifted a bunch of weights over the holidays, so he was strong enough to, in fact, unpack our brand new computer at the mothership in a very chilly Minneapolis. Nathan, let it rip. Oh, my, oh, my. Can we hear that again? I want to make sure this is right. What is this becoming, like the Cowboy Network? The game is Dallas versus Green Bay Sunday, 1:05 East Coast time. It kicks on Sunday. A lot of people not giving the Dallas Cowboys much of a chance to win this one. It's cold. Aaron Rodgers is phenomenal. Oh, look what the Green Bay Packers can do. Normally you give them 20-plus extra points at Lambeau. Can Dallas overcome some of the odds? Will they have a lackluster first half like they did in this last playoff game against the Lions that they almost lost? What are we going to see out of Tony Romo? What's the game plan against Mike McCarthy's game plan? So now is the time where we make the choice of who we think is going to win. Will it be the Dallas Cowboys? Will it be the Green Bay Packers? Let me throw out the numbers. You can also send us your guess through the miracle of Al Gore's internet, as long as you do it until the top of the hour. That means all of you listening to us in Portland, Sue and the gang and everybody else, because there now are like three or four people. I'm wondering if she's going to coffee shops and spreading the word. So the number 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, or flip me that email, americatonight.net. There are three other playoff games happening, Baltimore and New England, Carolina and Seattle, and that's in Seattle, and that's in New England, of course. And Indy takes on Denver in Denver, but the game that was chosen by our computer, Dallas versus Green Bay. And they've already gotten over the hump of the horrible blues of December for Tony Romo, had a good December and won the first playoff game. So where do they go from here? Is this the end of the line? Like I said, it's a tall task, but it's like a second season when you consider what happens in the NFL. And this is what happens sometimes in the playoffs. The unbelievable Peter Pan kind of story unfolds. So enough of that nonsense. Here's what I think. I think Green Bay wins it. Sorry, Cowboy fans. And I'm going to say Green Bay wins it by a score of 38-27. 38-27. That's the final score. All right, got a bunch of people lined up. Let's go to Pete in Texas. Pete, are the Cowboys going to pull this one out?
No. The Cowboys are going to be cold, and they're going to go up Lambeau and get beat 34-28.
Okay, so you're giving them a little cred, still putting up points on the board just like me, but I agree with you. Too cold and just not enough to overcome Aaron Rodgers, and the Packer defense I think will be pretty good that day. They're so used to it.
Yeah, if you'll notice, Romo showed up on the first half of the last game.
Yep.
You know, he started fumbling, acting a fool. Yeah, so he showed up, the real Tony Romo.
Yeah, and then had to make a couple of incredible plays to pull it out, the fire out at the end against the lowly Lions, although they have some good players, but they weren't dominant against the Lions, and the Green Bay Packers are no Lions, Pete. Absolutely. So you're locked and loaded, so to speak. Let's go to Dan in Texas. Hey, Dan, what do you think is going to happen here?
27-17 favor of Green Bay, and Christie will have to burn his red sweater.
27-17, right?
Yep. It's going to be a defensive game, and the Cowboys are not going to have their line anymore. I mean, Green Bay's got too many people that can jump them.
I agree with you, absolutely, and I agree with you on Chris Christie as well. It's an orange, horrible sweater, and they can fly him up there and talk about, you know, Jerry Jones is loving this world news publicity, but there's no way that that it's going to be, they're going to be dancing a jig. I'll tell you, if they do, if for some reason the Cowboys do win, I give them great chance against Seattle, if it is in fact Seattle, because I think they easily beat Carolina. Grim, although I love Carolina, I love their guts. Grim, your shot at nailing the score, what do you think happens?
Well, how's that global warming treating you there?
Yeah, it's time to light the fires.
or is it, according to the political terrorist, climate change? That's what they use now. That's right.
I hate that word, climate change.
Well, ain't that what the weather does every day?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say it's going to be a two-point conversion, tight game playoff, and I'm going 26 with Green Bay, 24 Dallas.
Ooh, that would be a great finish, wouldn't it? 26-24, Green Bay. Love it, Grim. Good luck on that one. All right, we have to put Nathan Reeder on the spot because he's such a giant sports fan. Nathan, what do you think happens?
Well, I don't know how many of you have figured it out by now, but I've got enough friends who like the Pack that I'm probably going to go with the Pack if there's something like that. And How about we keep it? How about we keep it medium low? I want to see 22-17 pack.
Wow. All right. 22-17. And it could be exactly that. Nobody going with Dallas. Nobody. So far, everybody, Nathan, going with the Packers. And you say 22-17. It's in the books. You can still send me an email, americatonight.net. If you jumped on the phone right now, you could get a call in, 855-266-5283. Jack from Down Under says Packers 21, Dallas 14. Packers 21, Dallas 14. So nobody picking the Cowboys. Sometimes when it's loaded that much, you might be surprised what happens. You all could be wrong, just so you know. What did somebody tell me once? If ifs and buts were candy and nuts. So you know how that saying goes. Yeah, it'd be. I mean, really, seriously, for Cowboy fans, I'd be almost tempted to say, you better get your ticket to jump on Southwest and see if you can get into the Super Bowl, because I really believe that if, even though it would be a tough hurdle, they could get by Seattle. I think Green Bay is even tougher. So what a win that would be if they were able to do it. If you look at the matchups and you looked at them on paper, it's really hard to go with Dallas. You know, again, the deep ball threat that Aaron Rodgers is, and the fact that the Packers can deal with this cold. It's not normal bone-chilling cold. It's beyond bone-chilling cold. And it does make a difference. It does make a big, big difference. I mean, they're going to be all over Dez Bryant. They're going to smother him, one of the weapons of Tony Romo. And I just would have to believe that it's, you know, they're going to force a few turnovers. And what is Tony Romo going to do in that case? I'll tell you what, like I said, if the Cowboys by some miracle do beat Green Bay, Tony Romo would just have to shut everyone up for a while. The critics would be silenced if that were to happen. He did get through the one playoff game and did have a hot December, but now it's about Green Bay. Green Bay losing at home in the playoffs. Boy, really, really unusual to even think that that's a possibility. By the way, Jethro Pugh, who played alongside Bob Lilly, Randy White, as a defensive tackle for the Cowboys, died on Wednesday. He was 70 years old. He was part of that doomsday defense. 4 days before the Cowboys are playing against Green Bay since the famous Ice Bowl in 1967, Pugh was blocked on Bart Starr's quarterback sneak for the game-winning touchdown in Dallas's 21-17 loss in that Ice Bowl that set the path to their second Super Bowl. Good luck to everybody who tried to nail the score, and thanks for listening to America Tonight.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.